Holland Cook, talk radio consultant, a great friend of ours here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. You were very kind, the things you said last night, Holland, on TV. I appreciate it. But I think that our listeners need to know how this whole consumption thing is changing in our industry.
Well, it's not like we're leading them somewhere. We're really following them. Because, you know, you get to tell them these old radio stories, and we remember when we were kids, we had a transistor radio in our pocket. Radio was in the pocket, and what's there now, it's a shame to call this thing a phone, because it does so many things. I was binge-watching Orange is the New Black on my iPhone the other day. We call it a phone, but it really is the new transistor radio. It's TV, it's a computer. Increasingly, it is where eyeballs and ears are. So it's not like we're trying to lead audiences where you're going. It's all we can do to keep up with them where they're going. And I enjoy the immediacy, the urgency of live radio. But the reality, mathematically, is the only people who are listening right now are the people who happen to be listening right now. So I think what you're doing, making the program available on demand, is very in sync with the way people behave today. They want what they want, where they want it, on the device they want it, and we're a very mobile society. So that makes a lot of sense for the user. And for you, God bless you. You're the Iron Man of 30 Rock. You're doing 15 hours of radio and 5 hours of TV a week. I salute your stamina, but the way that you can redirect the time that you have spent sitting in the studio for 3 hours a day into being out on the road and producing some knockout stuff an hour at a time, I think is going to change the way that you do radio.
I think it is, too. And I think redirecting the resources is really what this is about, too. I think that things are moving so fast in our industry to be tied down to a chair in front of a microphone for 3 hours just isn't the mobile way to deliver content. And maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't think I am.
Well, what you've done in with the union folks at the steel plant in Lorain, Ohio, the work you did on the pipeline up there in Nebraska, South Dakota, you've been to Florida, you've been to Arizona. This is actual shoe leather reporting. And that's where the story comes alive. So it's not just getting you back in the pocket, but it's putting some remarkable stuff there that you wouldn't get to do because you have to sit in that room for 3 hours.
What's the next hot thing, Holland? Holland Cook with us, talk radio consultant. SurvivalSpeech.com is his website. SurvivalSpeech.com. What's the next hot thing? What's the hottest thing out there now?
Well, I'm tempted to just say Twitter. Obviously, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's more to it than that. But I'll have you know that last night when you had me on the Ed Show, it was a milestone for me because I went over 1,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, great.
And I'm a pipsqueak next to you. The last time we were looking at the big tote board there, you said all in your various social media accounts, you have over 600,000 people. And these are 600,000 followers who said, Ed, tell me what you're up to. Tell me what you think I need to know. I'm following you. So you do this hour show every weekday. It's up on the server so they can dump it down on their computer, on their smartphone, on their tablet, now in the dashboard, and you can tweet out and say, hey, here's this. So there's a very direct connection. It's a conversation that you have rather than a bullhorn. And when you and I were fooling around in talk radio 20 years ago, talk radio was a bullhorn. But now, the way that I see you using Twitter and Facebook, and they ask Ed on TV, it's very much a conversation. You've turned it into two-way radio and two-way TV. And frankly, people expect no less now.
The thing that I think is so neat about our technology today is you can update stories so fast.
On the fly.
It's just amazing. And, you know, you don't have to wait till tomorrow and when you go on the air kind of thing.
Well, think about how quaint the concept is, the evening news. By the time the evening news comes on, you got the news already. You got it all day on your phone. Now, that said, I make an appointment. And if you call me when I'm home at 6:30 Eastern, you will get voicemail because I sit still for a half hour. since a network had several thousand people spending the last 23 and a half hours digesting what they think I need to know. Mm-hmm. So call me old school if you want. But when you say the evening news, it seems quaint. When you think about a magazine called Newsweek, think about this. In the age of Don Draper, they'd spend the whole week writing stories, and the deadline was Friday, and they had to write them so they wouldn't seem stale by Monday, and they killed a bunch of trees, and they ran the presses all weekend, and elves were throwing bundles of magazines on trucks and at newsstands, and it just seems like the Flintstones now when the Boston Marathon bombing happens, and suddenly Twitter becomes the network. So it's not like you're moving into a strange new land. It's all we, the legacy media, can do to keep up with the way people are using and consuming their stuff now.
Speaking of using and consuming, are we seeing the evaporation or the archaic front of appointment listening, appointment television? That thing that's fallen by the wayside quick, isn't it?
Yeah, the DVR has really obviated all that. And I was talking to one of my college roommates over the weekend, and we were laughing because back when we were in college, there was a battle royal on network TV every Sunday night. Kojak versus Columbo. Remember the Super Cops?
Yep.
And they were head-to-head, and you had to, in the words of a great traffic reporter I used to manage, you had to pick your lane and stay with it. And that all seems quaint now in the age of DVR. I've got mine set up for the Ed Show, so no matter where I am and, you know, missing you on an airplane perhaps, there it is waiting for me when I'm sitting still and I can watch it on my phone. Heck, the other day I was watching you on an airplane. The media has become that mobile. So I think what you're doing will allow you to stay nimble, will put your boots on the ground where the story is, will certainly free up some time, and if anything, could strengthen the bond that you have with your listeners. And admittedly, perhaps selfishly, I'm going to miss coming on your radio show like this. I feel like those celebrities who were lining up to be with Jay Leno before the last Tonight Show.
Holland Cook, talk radio consultant and one of our great friends here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Thank you, Holland. We'll still continue to chat an awful lot, and you'll find it on We Got Ed, and there'll be some other websites out there that are going to be carrying it, so we'll have a big presence. And this, you know, when the fish are biting, you got to do other things, right?
Yeah, I'll be up.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. You bet. 1-877-934-6833. Your calls when we come back. Conversation continues here where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Radio Show.